Blast from the Welsh Wizards, the Man Band. That's from their Live at the Pageant Rooms Penarth Expanded CD. It's one of those things that the record company realized that they were a fantastic live band. They had done a live compilation album called Greasy Truckers that went really well. So they said, well, do another one. And they recorded a gig in their home grounds and put it out really cheap. I think it was $1 or $2 or something for the original one. And, of course, now everything gets researched and reissued. And they did it really nice, the whole concert, which is all 6 songs. And they're blazing. They were really on top of it right at that point. I think they were young and full of energy, artificial energy. Great band. Still going in some aspect, though. It's not quite anything like that. Only the bass player remains from that band. Great. I saw them a million times, and they're always good fun. Great guys. That got us 4 o'clock. That was a goal. Did some clock math. So I can stop and tell you, this is KGLT, Bozeman 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena 89.1 FM. What translators K246BA, Bozeman 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston 89.5 FM, K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And people are listening. I've got people are checking in. That makes me happy, especially when I start digging deep into the collection, deep tracks. And I know it'll work. I have confidence, but when I get feedback, it makes me even dig deeper and try harder and want to come back right away and do it again. So I will. But before I do anything else, I need to tell you, KGLT is supported by Mellow Mood, offering custom glasswork and smoking accessories, located at 7 Ty Lane in Bozeman, 1 block west of the Brook Breeden Fieldhouse, and on Facebook, open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Bridger Brewing, locally crafted beer, fresh shelves, and artisan-style pizza, open daily 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Online at online ordering for takeout and curbside at bridgerbrewing.com, located across from the Brook Breeden Fieldhouse on the MSU campus. And the Western Cafe, established for most folks around here or even born, open with limited indoor seating, takeout and curbside service, also available by phone at 587-0436, located at 443 East Main in Bozeman. Updates and information on Facebook. And like a lot of you, I can't wait to be able to go out and sit down in a restaurant and eat. I got my second dose this week, so the 14th, I'm on the what should be the good side of this. And I hope they keep marching through the population I can't do it. I need to see it written out. Giving you the shot because we need it, and gotta keep our vigilance up. Gotta keep wearing masks. I see people slacking off and getting casual about it, and it. I'm gonna start. I have a cane. It used to belong to my dad, but I'm gonna start carrying it around and poking people who aren't wearing masks in the places where you're supposed to. You know, if you're in your house, that's fine. But on a crowded Main Street, I prefer people who are wearing a mask. I do, out of courtesy for everybody else. And it's not that hard. We're going to be doing it for a while more. And it doesn't bother me one bit. Okay, now, after that rant, I got to play the right song. Let's see. I got fooled. You know, younger record buyers are puzzled. If you have a double album, you expect side one, side two on one disc, and side three and side four on the next disc. Well, the album I just pulled out is side one and four and two and three. And people always say, well, what is that a mistake? What'd they do? There was a time when people had record changers. And you might still have one if you have an older hi-fi turntable device. Or you could stack up albums and play them three or four, five in a row. So that way you could play side one and two consecutively. And classical music people hated that. So classical albums were always one, two, three, and four. So you could not stack them up. And I just got fooled by that. I had to pull out two discs to get to the one I wanted to play.
No, they don't bite. And, well, then, as you know, chinchillas, or are mutated chinchillas like these, the blue mutants, we call them.
Is that because of their peculiar coloration, Brad, that makes them so rare?
No, they were first crossbred, or introduced, as we say, by Alistair Blue, a mutations expert, who's been into the raising of these little sweethearts. Oh, careful there.
Is he getting away?
That's all right. We got a lot more of them, and they do that, and that's part of the fun of raising them. And they're very clean animals.
I wanted to ask about that.
They're very clean. And if they do mess, as we refer to it, they'll do it in their little cages, and it doesn't make any difference. And they dig a little hole for it also.
Is that what this one's doing here? Could we get a close-up of that?
No. No, this one's just trying to get away. That's his mate over there. That's the one they're trying to catch.
Well, look at that. They just caught it. That's... Our floor manager just told me they stepped on it.
That's a female. That's a squirrel, as we say. Those bright colors around the snout. Nose rings, we call them. They differentiate between them. And, of course, you just cover them up with this Nair guard and they won't breed.
They can't breathe?
No, they can't breed.
There's one crawling up my leg.
But seriously, Brad, Ken, we want them to breed as much as possible, and this guard is only used, of course, when you're away on vacation, you know, and it becomes inconvenient for them to...
Brad, now how could we... Let's go over to that demonstration.
Well, I'm going to show you how absolutely trouble-free these little animals are.
Back here.
If you have kids like I know I have, you'll want to watch this very carefully now.
We got a big close-up right there of the little...
If you just stay still here.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to put out this lighted cigarette on this chinchilla now. There. Now, you can see I'm just letting it burn there. It doesn't harm the coat at all.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Well, how's it's still smoking there.
Yes.
Well, how is this possible, Ken?
Well, Brad, this chinchilla is entirely synthetic.
That's fantastic.
And with these little fellas raised in your spare time in the playhouse or the garage or the slaves' quarters, you'll be making hay while the sun shines, and at midnight, too, with mutant flu.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Brad. And you two little... What's his name?
He doesn't have a name. They're all his name.
Oh, well, thank you. Just a moment. We'll tell you the numbers to call.
Summertime blues. son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder how it's gonna do. Ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Jack wasn't tall, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man. The kids would all sing, he would take the wrong key. So they rode on his head in their furry donkey. Jack or the watch was lapping, and they couldn't prevent Jack from feeling happy. But they couldn't stop Jack or the watch was lapping. They couldn't prevent Jack from being happy. It's good for Jack to tighten, 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 to drop things on his back. Stop Jack or the watch was lapping, and they couldn't prevent Jack from feeling happy.
Summer comes along. Dear Lord, have I done so much wrong? How can I go on? Wonder what I did wrong. Can it be too much to ask? Please, oh please, let it be. If the summer comes my way, will I find someone to take the place of free? And I'll wait till the summer comes along. Dear Lord, tell me what could I do wrong? Can it be that you never wanted to break some poor mortal's heart? Let the winter roll along. I've got nothing left but song.
on your nose can be treated by touching your toes. Donkey rides a penny a
up there with Radio Birdman from their Live in Texas album. That's from 2007. I think that's their last American tour. Blazing fast versions of everything. I think Dennis was appalled. that one clocked in at 1 minute 30 seconds, and I know it's the original version's a little longer. And I think the I-94 clocks in at like 130, 120 something. Just races by, but good, great band with Rusty Hopkins and on drums. They've regrouped since then with Nick Reith back on drums and a new guitar player standing next to Dennis, Dave Ketley, and sounding good too. I don't know if they'll ever do a new album though, another new album though. Hard to say. Dennis said he has some new songs, but actually getting the band to do it is a whole nother matter. And like a lot of bands, they're really knocked everybody's schedule off this last year of no live performances. Though in Australia they've started having gigs again. What else is there? A bunch of things. Fireside Theater from Dear Friends, you heard Chinchilla Show. The Who from Fillmore East, you heard Summertime Blues, and that was a blazing version. And then from the Hole album, you heard Little Billy. No, Happy Jack. Those songs are so short, I thought I should play two, just like a concert, you know, where they just played them back to back and hit, you know, throwing punches at you nonstop at those shows. Just amazing. It got me excited hearing that again. The Kinks. That's right. I played Wait Till Summer Comes Along, a single. That was added to the big deluxe Kinda Kinks album. The Kinks have done a pretty good job of collecting their stuff, and now they've put out some big giant box sets that is one step beyond for me. I don't need to hear those dribs and drabs. If they came up with a great lost album, great, but not a slightly different version of a song I like already. I'm just not that flush that I can buy all those nice box sets. But I had enough money to buy myself another copy of The Small Faces, Donkey Rides a Penny of Glass. My original copy seemed to evaporate it, so I had to grab a new one, and it's not one I want to be without. And I have a feeling someday I'm going to pick up an album and two or three missing singles will fall out of it. And I know that's the case. I redid my singles last summer, and all the missing ones I was looking for did not turn up. So they're somewhere, same place that your sock goes, I guess. 425, it just said. So hitting halfway point, and I'm organized for the next set. Yeah, I think it's gonna happen. Yeah, it will, I promise. But at this point, there's probably some things I need to tell you. It says, the 4 o'clock hour is underwritten by Montana Department of Transportation, Rouse Avenue, Maine to Oak project resumes construction this April. Rouse is closed to through traffic on weekdays and open on weekends. And more information at 406-207-4484. And Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hobson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone, 585-9142. Online at bozemanbrewing.com. And what's happening around here? Something.
KGLT reminds you, a great way to clean up your house and help KGLT at the same time is to donate the music you no longer use. You can donate your used vinyl, CDs, cassettes to KGLT, and we'll give you a receipt for the value. We take 78s, 33s, 45 RPMs. You can also donate any collectible musical-related memorabilia that's taking up space. Your donations can then be sold at our vinyl sales to help keep Southwest Montana's alternative public radio on the air and going strong. To donate, call 406-994-6484.
Author Dawnie Walton grew up not seeing black women like her in the rock music she loved. So in her debut novel, she addressed that.
I really wanted to sort of like conjure a heroine that I would have pinned to my bedroom wall.
We explore the final revival of Opal and Nev this week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
And, you know, there will be another KGLT record fair. I had a brief conversation with Ellen Rogers, and she said she'd make some phone calls. And I hope so. It's a great, great event. It's just that we have to keep our distance at the same time. And I made a suggestion, and my suggestion was considered valid, so we'll see. I have a lot of stuff to sell. I would really like to put it in the hands of people who need them. And I know there's other dealers around who want to shift some stuff and put it into your hands. And I know as music collectors and listeners, you're dying to see what is offered up. So be patient. It'll happen. A lot of things you have to be patient for just right now. Somebody I've known for a long time, has a band called Bipolaroid, and they put out an album a couple years ago now called Paint It Blacker, and he sent me a digital copy of it. But while I was shopping at the Get Hip website recently, I thought, wow, I should get a copy of that because I liked it a lot. And it's in the modern psych style, and Ben's a good guy. And I'm glad he's really tried hard, and his records have just gotten better and better. This one's called Paint It Blacker.
Thank you.
That's Viva Saturn from their final release. It's called Bright Side, your abandoned car. And I've been trying to play this record for months. I bring it up every time I come up, and it never gets played until today. I finally found the place for it. And that's Stephen Roback from Rain Parade, a solo project he did. But this one's nearly Rain Parade. I'm pretty sure Matt Pucci's on that song. Good one, too. It's one of those great records that falls through the cracks. Ron Gompertz, who used to live here, he had something to do with Viva Saturn because they were on a label he was associated with. Yeah. What else was in there? Some new stuff. By Polaroid from new album Paint It Blacker. The Misunderstood, a brand new compilation of virtually all their material, at least all the stuff we want to hear. A great band from Riverside, California that went to England thinking John Peel had invited him to come and live with him. And they found out otherwise when they got there, but he helped them out anyway. And they managed to record two blazing, incredible singles and a lot more stuff. And they've now assembled all the material on a double CD. That sounds really great. They got the tapes and early recordings and all kinds of stuff. And it's just a wonderful package. Thanks to those people, Mike Stacks and the others who worked on that. Fabulous job. My copy of the album that they put out years ago was starting to get a little shabby. So having a fresh edition of it, wonderful. You need it. It's one of those records that we all need because it's that good. And there's a lot of people who have got it and excited about it. Lexington, Kentucky, you heard Ideal Free Distribution. That's from their second release, Then We Were Older. You heard Carol Ann. That's Tony Miller. He's a friend of mine. He's actually been to Bozeman. He nearly moved here. He was offered a job here. And I was hoping he would, but I knew he wouldn't. We make music together occasionally. Great. He's a great writer, really incredible singer. I got a bad drum. Get him back on board. Ooh, 4:47. I got to hustle here because I got another set to go. I've been shifting the wrong way on the timeline. So I'll just continue now. This is yet another new addition to my collection, though I've had one song by this band before. Late 60s English band, Mandrake Paddle Steamer. They're one of those bands. There's a whole cult, a strata of bands that I identify as trying to sound like Deep Purple, but Deep Purple is trying to sound like Vanilla Fudge. So they're not quite prog bands, but they are often organ heavy and often very enthusiastic.
Witch's balloon, riding dark tides on the still night sky. She shadows the moon, her eyes feel the tears every time that you cry. Pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. Mm-hmm.
it's all impossible odds. That Knox felonious fairground of fame. That Knox pandemonium shadow show. The mirror maze, drowning you deep in its shimmering shine. The death carousel to the Calliope's wine. Got Knox, felonious fairground of fame. Got Knox, pandemonium shadow show. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
Just the same as me. How? No, just the same. couldn't